This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
General Motors reports on its profits and general financial health today, 2 days after it began thousands of layoffs to prepare for the future, the company says. 4,000 salaried people are being let go, with many more to go, including union jobs. Yet yesterday, GM said it would add 1,000 jobs to build a new heavy-duty Chevy Silverado truck in Michigan. Those pickups are profitable, as Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
It's not just the Silverado. Ford announced updates to its Super Duty trucks yesterday. And Ram's got a new heavy-duty truck in the works. Stephanie Brinley at IHS Markit says automakers bring in more money when they sell a pickup than a car.
On a very basic level, think about sort of what goes into a vehicle.
Steel, plastic, glass, carpet for floor mats. It takes more materials to build a truck than a car, but not that much more, she says.
And you're selling it for, in the case of heavy-duty pickup trucks, for $50,000 to $70,000.
Also, keeping prices up is a lack of foreign competition.
Nobody else in the world really makes pickup trucks like this.
Navigant Research's Sam Abu-al-Samad. Plus, he says both businesses and consumers are buying pickups in this economy.
Gas is cheap and interest rates are fairly low so that they can get relatively affordable loans.
But if gas prices soar or truck-dependent jobs like construction slow, so could the market for heavy-duty pickups. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.